Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on February 20th, 2014. A great Thursday. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages.com. That's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Great, wonderful week, and I love it when the show ends, the week ends, on a show like this. This show talks about a tradition that's going to be coming again in May, and I'm excited. Who's our guest today, Jackie?
I got the impression this show would be right up your alley, Joe. Our guests this morning are Linda Buffington, Tonya Haynes, and Bebe Goldstein, and today they're going to tell us about the inaugural South Bay Women's Conference taking place Friday, May 9th at Torrance Marriott South Bay. Now, Linda Buffington has been on a mission to share the message of the connection between health and nutrition for the past 11 years. It is such a change from how she lived her life in the past. As a single mom raising two boys, most of her meals were from fast food restaurants or made from prepackaged foods. It wasn't until she met her current husband, who has type 1 diabetes, that she started paying attention to the importance of food in our health. Linda's research led her to Juice Plus, a whole food-based fruit and vegetable supplement that is backed by scientific research. Owner of Buying Time, LLC, and an active member of her business community in the South Bay, Bebe Goldstein is the current president of the South Bay Women's Association. She is a former committee member and past chair for the Manhattan Beach Women in Business, past president of the Kiwanis Club of Manhattan Beach, and a member of the 2011 class of Leadership Redondo. Bebe has co-authored several books, and she continues in her third year as contributing writer for Today's Innovative Woman magazine. Bebe lives in Redondo Beach with her husband, Mark, while her daughter, Julie, is a junior at San Francisco State. Now, for the past three decades, Tonya Haynes has developed technical and creative professionals, led products, designed organizations, and delivered insights to the bottom line result. Keeping at the heart of the matter, the process must enable people to learn, grow, and thrive. Since 2002, Tonya has owned and operated Phoenix Business Development Group, a management consulting company advising and helping leaders to think different. Team Phoenix, BDG, revs up organizational performance by integrating tools and solutions which measure, monitor, and track operational efficiency, people performance, and keeps track of the customer's experience as they funnel through the service delivery cycle. The Phoenix Business Development Group team received the Excellence in Small Business Technology training for the contribution and support to the California Broadband Initiative, touching 15,000 small businesses throughout the state of California. Bebe, Tonya, Linda, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
We've got quite a panel.
Yeah. Huge panel. Tremendous education and knowledge. So I'm going to start with a small, just a snippet of biography, and then I want to talk about the South Bay Women's Conference as a whole and the history of the South Bay Women's Conference. Linda, let me start with you. Your background in business is pretty extensive. Can you give us a little bit of a synopsis personally, and then tell us what is the area of business that you enjoy most?
Actually, Beanie's probably more of the business person. I've been a stay-at-home mom and got involved, as my bio said, with Juice Plus and the South Bay Business Women's Association as a way to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And through that, we've decided that this conference would be a great way to bring more women into our organization, let them know what we're doing, and as a way to give back scholarships to women going back to school and senior high school girls going into the business world.
Now, the South Bay Women's Conference, is this the third annual?
Sorry, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and step in. This is BB.
Oh, yeah, sure, BB.
This is actually our inaugural event. It's our first ever. We've always done fundraisers in the past with South Bay Business Women's Association, which is the presenting organization.
Yes.
And it's been a variety of different things. You know, we've done all these little – we've done cooking classes and day at the races and a variety of different fundraisers. And, you know, being so heavily involved – in women's conferences in the past, it just seemed like such a perfect fit because we had something like this that was going on in the South Bay, and that is no longer happening, and it seemed appropriate for somebody to kind of pick up that piece and create this day for women to be able to come and learn more about what our organization does and why it's important that as entrepreneurs, as moms, as career women, that it's important for us to give back and pay it forward.
Linda kind of deferred to you, BB, and said, well, you know, I'm not really a business person. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I just have a business on the side. But home-based business is huge today.
Absolutely, it is, and it comprises a lot of our membership base is a lot of that home-based businesses, the network marketing type of businesses as
right.
well.
Right.
So, yeah, you're absolutely correct. I would say that it's interesting to hear her say that because I consider her an entrepreneur. I consider her a businesswoman because that's what a lot of us when we decided we wanted to have our own freedom. Started with, I
right.
would imagine.
Well, yeah, and we'll talk more, Linda, about that. But I just want, BB, for you to just sort of talk about your business creds and what is it about business that you enjoy most?
I think that the thing about business that I enjoy the most is freedom. I have the freedom to do what I want, when I want, and really with whom I want. I think that that's the key is it, when I was in corporate for the first, you know, 24 years of my working career. And I really, really enjoyed many aspects of it. One of the things I didn't enjoy was I didn't get to choose who my boss was. I didn't get to choose, you know, who I worked with, who my clients were, who anybody was that I interacted with, who my team was. And as an entrepreneur, I get to choose all of that. I get to choose my environment. I get to choose who I work for. I get to choose who I work with and who's on my team.
Right. That's huge. That is so huge. And that's one of the signature benefits of having a home-based business. And people talk about network marketing, direct sales, multi-level marketing. Well, you can talk about it, but while you're talking, other people are doing. We're talking, you know, several hundred billion dollars a year around the world, over $100 billion here in the United States alone. This is not small change anymore. If you look at companies like Pampered Chef, now owned by Warren Buffett of financial fame, these are serious enterprises that have long-term stability and long-term growth potential, just as much as any other kind of business that you might look at, because they're based on solid foundations. I mean, people talking to people is the fundamental business process from the beginning of time, and it will never change. And it works, and it's very effective. People don't trust advertising anymore, and it's just very, very effective. Tanya, I want to talk to you a bit about your experience in business and what led you to get involved with the Women's Business Conference.
Good morning, everybody, and I'm going to kind of echo the sentiments of the lady ladies because it goes across every piece of my life. You know, I entered corporate right out of high school. I'm the mother of six boys. I also have a virtual business. I run from home. And I know what it's like to be a young lady who met phenomenal women and was able to be mentored and coached. And when I met BB and Mickey and all the folks that sit on the committee, that energy, it was that energy that really said to me or spoke to me that said, you know what, you need to help because they're doing what was, you know, they're offering the type of help that you got and that helped propel you and eventually get you and your family on stable footing.
Right. What kind of business are you involved with, Tanya?
With my own business?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I actually help companies optimize their processes. So we look at ways to, if it's taken them 12 steps and we could do it in three, we save them the cost in reducing redundancies, if not eliminating, making it more transparent. It's all the foundational work that when you see folks running around like chickens with their head cut off and you don't understand why, it's because the foundation isn't solid of how we actually funnel the work and workload across the organization. So my company does that, and that's what I did in corporate. So I did take what I learned in corporate to help me and my family.
Right. It's I'm reading a book now, just about to finish it. It's from Michael Gerber called The E Myth Revisited.
Yes, yes.
You know that book?
I do. I have that book.
And it's just amazing and never fails to amaze me how many small business people, both those that have retail locations and those that work from home, don't have a clear vision of how they want their business to serve them. They often are trapped by their business. They've created a job which they can never leave because they don't typically fire themselves until they just sort of quit. Small business is a wasteland of businesses that people just simply let go of because it's too much work. It's not organized. It's a burden instead of a joy, and they need someone to help them organize. This book is an amazing book. Michael Gerber, The E-Myth Revisited, is a godsend. It was sent to us, Jackie and I, by a dear friend who is and was a guest on our show. And what's her last name, Jackie? Ilona
Glenarski?
Ilona Glenarski,
yes.
Owner of the
Living Tango.
Living Tango,
yes.
But also dance and music studios of Hermosa and Redondo, right?
Oh, no. That's Liliana Soma. Sorry,
oh.
Two different people.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. That's Liliana Soma, yeah.
Liliana
Soma.
She's
the School of Dance and Music. She
has
three locations throughout the South Bay.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's an amazing entrepreneur and... beyond that, though, her business doesn't own her. She designed her business so that at any point she could step out of the business and someone else could run it, and they'd have a clear plan on how to run it and how to be successful. She's just an amazing entrepreneur. Linda, what tell me a little bit about Juice Plus, just a little.
It's basically fruits and vegetables and berries that have been condensed down to capsule form.
And the concept, as I'm a little familiar with this in the nutrition what I like to term sometimes pejoratively, but pills, potions, lotions, and other assorted notions are the backbone of home-based businesses and network marketing businesses. But this is nutrition, whole nutrition, designed from real living plants.
Correct. And, the concept behind it is that we need to be eating 7 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every single day, and really, who does?
Mm.
So my company found a way to bridge that gap by putting a wide variety into capsule form. And so it's just, for me, I feel comforted knowing that I try really, really hard to eat fruits and vegetables and, whole foods, grains, low protein, low fat proteins, that kind of thing. But I'm comforted knowing that no matter what else I do, I have my Juice Plus every day.
Right.
And the research behind it really gives more power to it.
When we talk about small business, network marketing, whatever we're talking about, and Jackie, my producer on the show, is a small business person. People don't realize that it's the small business in general, less than 100 employees, a business of less than 100 employs about 70% of us in the United States of America are employed by small businesses, and they are critical to the health of our economy, but we need to pay particular attention to women entrepreneurs. I guess, Bibi, I will ask you to take this one first. Why is helping women entrepreneurs, why does it deserve another conference? You said this is the first annual Women's South Bay Conference.
I truly believe that women do most of their business based on passion, not on emotion, but on passion.
Mm.
We do what we want to do because we're passionate about it, because it's something that means something to us. In my business is about supporting other businesses, and that's something that's really passionate to me, that I'm very passionate about. I want to help other people. And one of the components of that, I think, in general for women is that idea that we have the ability to either kick somebody down the ladder or help them up. And it's a strange feeling coming from corporate into the entrepreneur world, because in the corporate world, you mostly got kicked down the ladder. And in the entrepreneur world, I found that we have this amazing world of women entrepreneurs who want to help other women succeed. And because this conference, 100% of our profits go to scholarships, these are for women who are returning to school, who have, decided to embark on a second career, or because of whatever domestic circumstances, were not able to finish their education, or maybe find themselves in a situation financially where they have to gain a career now, maybe later in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to me that no matter what I do, that if I work 16, 18 hours today, and I'm going to a mixer tonight that's going to support this kind of cause, I'm re-energized.
Mm-hmm.
It means something to me. And I think that I'm not alone. I think that there's thousands of other female entrepreneurs that feel exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. So what is the structure of the South Bay Women's Conference? I mean, some information of that type, but are there also like booths, and are there businesses that people can look at to get involved with?
Absolutely. Our website, SouthBayWomensConference.com, has all of the information. But what we're doing is we have our theme this year is Live, Laugh, Learn. And what we've done is we're taking those components, because they're important in both personal and business. If we don't have those three in both areas, it really makes for an unhappy wife, mother, whatever. And it's really something that I think everyone will enjoy from that perspective. We have keynote speakers that are going to be addressing those areas of the theme specifically. We have breakout sessions. We'll be doing 8 total breakout sessions, 4 in our AM breakout sessions, 4 in our afternoon. Some of the breakouts that we've already established are a purpose workshop, giving women the opportunity to learn and decide what is their purpose and does it correlate with their business or what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a keynote speaker who's going to teach us how important it is to learn to be a speaker in your business, to learn how to communicate your expertise, whether from the stage or from, you know, the front of a room doing a workshop as a teacher, whatever that happens to be. So there's a variety of different things that we'll be doing. There will definitely be opportunities for local businesses to get involved by getting a vendor booth with us.
Right.
We have established that we want other nonprofits that are women-centric to be represented there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're offering a special rate for those particular nonprofits because we want them there. We want women to know that there are organizations like Soroptimus, like Sandpipers, like these other organizations out there that women can get involved with, and even our own, like South Bay Business Women's Association, that mm-hmm. allows for you to come together once a month, have dinner, listen to a speaker, and network, but more importantly, know that you're in this community and this family of women that are doing what you're doing and giving back to their business and their local community.
Right. Well, I'm interested in details. How much does it cost for a nonprofit, and how much does it cost for a for-profit company that wants to encourage other people to join their business?
Great. The nonprofit rate is $75,
mm-hmm.
And our for-profit booths are $300.
Mm-hmm.
The applications are on our website in the sponsorship opportunities tab there on the website.
Mm-hmm.
You can find the application, find everything that you need there.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets to be an attendee at the event are $95 right now through March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And go up to $115 on March 16th, all the way through to the conference day. And one of the elements that we've put into place, because we really, really want to reach this demographic even more, is we've put in a student rate for the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So any student from any of the local colleges or high schools that have the ability to come and spend the day with us, we've taken the conference ticket down to $75.
Okay. That's amazing. That's great. That's really great. And people need to know that, you know, these are great rates for these kinds of conferences. These are great rates. I myself would even want to get involved. This is an awesome opportunity for a small business person to, if they're looking to grow and they have a business model that allows them to take on partners or take on other people. This is a great way to meet them. And of course, if you're looking for a business or looking to improve your business, then this is a great conference to attend. Awesome.
Yes, it is. And you know something, I got to tell you, Joe, you know, since I've been doing what I'm doing,
yeah,
you know, and I go to a lot of different events, there is now, I think, an official girls club in the South Bay.
Hmm.
I go to these events, and you see the same players. Somebody mentioned Mickey Marafino. Rebecca Weintraub, you mentioned Soroptimist, you mentioned Sandpipers. It's coalescing. I feel it's coalescing. There are women that are moving and shaking the South Bay, and they all know each other. Is that right, Tanya?
Yes, and I've been in the South Bay for, this is my 11th year, but it was really in the last couple of years that I connected into the network, and it's been phenomenal. And I feel embraced and, you know, empowered, and I feel like I contribute, and I feel like they mentor me, so we learn from each other. It's been absolutely phenomenal.
Awesome. So, Tanya, I know that you're going to be leaving us shortly. You have a prior engagement. Can you tell us a little bit about what this conference means to you?
This conference means a lot to me because I was the woman they're trying to help. And as the mother of six boys, I can tell you, I have all nieces. I'm the youngest of nine, and I have all nieces. And there is a difference between women and men. It's not one is better than the other. But we do teach our girls to serve and our boys to take over. We do. And so it's more likely that a female will get stuck. It's more likely that a female will need a hug, you know. Mm. And we really bring results, you know. But if you don't have that community to kind of embrace you and hug you and mentor you and kind of move you along on your track, help you identify your passion and your purpose, you know, it's really not a pretty picture. Hmm. And although I don't have girls, it means a lot to me to help other women, especially because I know what it felt like not to feel empowered and what it feels like now to be empowered.
Right.
And you want all six of your sons to bring home accomplished women.
Right? Absolutely.
That's right. You don't want any slackers.
No.
That's right.
And that's the word we use, slackers. That's the word. Because a successful man has a woman that understands his business and is able to counsel him and help him. I'm sorry, without Michelle, there is no Obama. I'm sorry.
Hello.
You know, it's just the way it is. Some people, but none more than Ronald Reagan himself attributed his success to Nancy. It's just the way it is. Tanya, it's been a pleasure having you with us. I know that you have to go soon, and we want to give you full opportunity. Tell us what kind of people probably are looking at this and saying, South Bay Women's Conference, but how can that help me if I already have a business, but I'm struggling, and I don't know how to organize my business. Will the South Bay Women's Conference help them as well?
Absolutely, because we're going to have, you know, workshops. We're going to at least give you a straw man to start, you know, planning. And I think the best part of it is the fact that you're going to meet other people who actually can become that lifetime mentor or friend who will be able to help you in the areas that you need that, you know, could be specifically tailored for you. So we are going to have something for you know, everybody. But, it, you know, I like that, you know, Jackie said, you know, it's a girls club in the South Bay, and mm-hmm. sometimes you really need that synergy, even if you're not stuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've often said there's nothing better in business than working with women Sure, I work with a lot of great guys, but I love working with women. And any man that doesn't enjoy working with women, as far as I'm concerned, is not a man. And of course, in the home-based business industry, we have to understand that many of the most successful women many of the most successful people are women in the home-based business industry. Those millionaires, many thousands of millionaires in the network marketing home-based business industry, most of them are women. And I understand that very clearly and incorporate that into my business. And it's been a pleasure having you with us, Tanya.
Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I do have to run, but, you know, I wish everybody a great interview, and hopefully we'll get to meet face-to-face at the conference, and have a great day.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with the South Bay Women's Conference. Several of the organizers, we're talking about empowering individuals to succeed in business, whether they already have a business or whether they're looking for one. And we'd love to have you. If you have any comments or questions, if you'd like to call in, we'd love to have you. Give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. If you have a comment or question, just give us a call. We'd love to have you. And, of course, now we'd like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who are we thanking today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Well, I am excited. I know, Linda, that Juice Plus calls their businesses virtual franchises, and that most home-based businesses such as Juice Plus or Pampered Chef or Mary Kay or Amway or my company, Solove, they have extensive resources to engage new people in the businesses, to give them the business skills that most people don't have. Linda, how could you counsel someone who's saying, I'd like to have a small business, but I just don't know what to do? What would be some of your counsel to them?
I think that first of all, finding your passion, what you love, what you're interested in, is the most important piece of that, because in the beginning, it can take up some time, and you need to be passionate about what you're doing, especially a lot of women or people that get started in these types of home-based business, network marketing, direct sales, have other jobs, and they're looking for time freedom. They're looking for a plan B. So you need to be passionate about what you're stepping into. I think that's really a really great place to start.
There's lots of different ways to choose a company. Do you have any recommendations for them on how to choose a company, or since there's many companies even in their line of passion?
Yeah, definitely. You know, looking into talking to other people that are in the company, there's so many representatives for a lot of these, you know, these network companies, network marketing companies, direct sales companies out there. So talking to the people that have been in for a while, finding out, talking to corporate, calling the corporate offices and talking to the people there, I think, seeing, you know, I know for Juice Plus, the people that work at corporate love it. We've had people there for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So those kinds of things definitely play a big part. I mean, there's a lot of companies that come and go and don't stick around, right? So you want somebody that's established, that's been around for a while, and that's going to stick around.
Right. Well, I'd say a company with a track record of 40 years would be the kind of company that someone who's concerned with that. We really want a well-established company with a huge track record. Juice Plus would be a good choice for them.
Hey, Joe, let me jump in here a second. It's funny when you asked her about how people choose to find what they're doing, what, you know, within their passion arena.
Mm.
Do you remember a couple of years ago we had a guest on the show, John Grand from Fish Window Cleaning? Do you remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you remember when you were asking him about how he chose, one of the reasons he chose that business? It's a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, me and my wife, we wanted to own our own business. They were both in corporate, and they decided to do their own thing. And they were looking at franchises. And do you remember him saying that one of the things we didn't want to get involved in was anything with inventory?
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was an interesting way to go about choosing what you were going to make your business. He wasn't interested in dealing with inventory.
Right. And I think he had done a pretty extensive research.
Yeah.
And he wanted a business that ultimately could be, you know, he could control. I mean, if he washed one window a day or one window, you know, four times a day as one person, that's one kind of business. Or he could have a crew out there.
Yeah. Well, the other important part of it was that he wanted it to be community-based.
Right.
So that, you know, he knew all of – it was a community. It was in his community. I remember that. But the inventory part I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That was just my sidebar. Go on.
No, I agree. you have to, you know, take stock of who you are as a person and what your strengths and weaknesses are, what things you like. Do you like to do accounting? Do you like to – do sales? You know, my wife doesn't like to do sales at all. She's a piano teacher. She loves teaching children and young adults piano, but she doesn't want to do sales. Well, it's funny because she doesn't have to. You know, she's constantly being referred by her loving students to other people, and so she's found a business that works for her. Bibi, I want to know more about what people are going to be finding, and of course we have till May 9th is the conference, so we have a little time. What should people be doing, and are there any events or anything for people to get involved with before May 9th?
I'm so glad you asked that. we there's definitely opportunity to get involved. One of the things that we have the benefit of, all of the people that you're speaking with this morning, between Linda, Tanya, myself, Mickey Marafino, who we mentioned, who's our marketing chair, Sarah Parahia, who is our program chair. We have a lot of years of experience in putting on events and conferences like this. And one of the things that we really found was that people had a greater connection when they could connect with people before the actual event.
Mm.
And so what we started to do was have monthly mixers that are leading us into the conference. We had our first mixer in January, fantastic turnout at Abigail in Hermosa Beach hosted us. It's a fantastic event. And I want to say that as much as we're talking about girl power and all of this, and in no way are we in the business of doing any kind of man bashing.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about you know, what you said, the idea that, you know, men who enjoy working with women and if they don't, then maybe they're not as smart as everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So the mixers and the conference, I want to make that really clear, men are welcome. Men are absolutely welcome to all of these events. And if they're smart man, they will show up because that's where all the women are going to be. So our next mixer is actually going to be next Tuesday, February 25th. It will be at Samba, the Brazilian restaurant in Redondo Beach at the harbor. And I have to say probably the best view in Redondo from my perspective. But that they're hosting us from 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday evening. That's our February mixer. Our March mixer will be, and just to get a feel for the rhythm of it, all of our mixers are the last Tuesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
So our next mixer for March is going to be hosted by Buffalo Fire Department in Torrance. Chef Schaefer, who I'm sure, Jackie, you know who he is, and many people in the South Bay know he's an extremely generous man with his time. He gives a lot to the South Bay Business Women's Association as a whole. Our monthly meetings where our members meet is at the depot at his restaurant. So he's really giving to us. So he's offered Buffalo Fire Department, which is his other restaurant, for our March mixer. And then April, we will be at Lido in Manhattan Beach. So if you kind of get this feel, what we're doing is we are moving our mixers to a variety of different places throughout the South Bay so that we can encourage the attendees to learn about places that maybe they've never gone to before. And, I mean, we always talk about the South Bay bubble. I know some people who live in Manhattan Beach who probably never ventured Torrance. So it's a good opportunity for them to try something new and for businesses to showcase what they are by hosting some of our mixers. But they're a lot of fun. We usually have some food and a lot of networking, a ton of networking.
Well, we actually didn't talk about that, and I'd like to talk a little bit about that. There is no there's no one event. The South Bay Women's Conference is an ongoing organization, right?
The South Bay Business Women's Association, yes, is an ongoing organization that is the organization that presents these different events.
I see. Okay. Well, that's exciting. With a major mixer every month, lots and lots of opportunities to meet lots and lots of smart, effective women. This is awesome. I'll be there.
Yay!
Excellent.
So I think that it's also important to mention that the South Bay Business Women's Association has our monthly meetings that BDB alluded to, the first Wednesday of the month at the depot. And again, women are welcome. We're looking to grow our membership. Women are welcome to come. We've got a monthly speaker that talk on a variety of subjects. Last month we had Candy Messer, who is a bookkeeper, talk about how to stay out of tax troubles and doing 1099s and those kinds of things. So it's always something that is helpful to women in business.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as the conference goes, we are looking for more people to volunteer and help out on committees the day of. So if anybody out there wants to get involved, we're happy to welcome you in to any of the things that we have going on.
Great. Well, it's we've talked a lot about the conference. We've talked a little bit about each of the panelists and your expertise. I think one of the things that people may be interested in is, what other kinds of people will they meet there? What is the venue at the Torrance Marriott? Which room is it going to be in, and so forth?
Well,
do we know?
we're actually hoping it's going to be in the big ballroom. Right now, we're in the smaller round room, and our anticipation is that we're going to be moving into the larger ballroom.
I see.
It has I've done a lot through my business as well as with some of the other conferences I've been involved with the folks over at the Torrance Marriott. Tracy Sakahara, who we work with a lot, they have been fantastic to us with a variety of different organizations. But they gave us special room rates so that if people want to stay there, they can. They have a beautiful new Zen garden. We will, at the end of the day when the conference is over, we're going to have a reception where everybody can hang out, maybe have a glass of wine, and you know, reflect on the day and reflect on what they learned, what they laughed about, and what they're going to take away from it.
Right, right. That's wonderful. Great venue, great location. We loved having you guys with us. We're celebrating the South Bay Women's Conference with B.B. Goldstein, Tanya Haynes, and Linda Buffington. And we'll be back with them in a moment. Now we're going to talk about what else is going on in the South Bay. Jackie, what's going on?
Well, Joe, the South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by our new sponsor, Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and Maui Waui pizza to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the delicious details, visit the website at pch@rockinbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. Okay, so this weekend, Shade Hotel in Manhattan Beach hosts a monthly wine academy on the third Thursday of each month. That's tonight, Thursday, February 20th. Wine-loving friends can gather to socialize, taste, and learn from experts about new wines in a relaxed, fun atmosphere. This popular event is open to the public and runs from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. and offers wine lovers an opportunity to enjoy an intimate, casual, wine-centric social gathering. This month's academy features Duckhorn Vineyards, well-priced at $25 per person in advance, $35 at the door. The Wine Academy features expert interactive presentations of exceptional wines, boutique and or limited production wines, along with tantalizing wine paired hors d'oeuvres prepared by executive chef Chris Gorasic. For more information or to make reservations, call 310-546-4995 or visit the website at www.shadehotel.com. The Norris Theater presents Shrek the Musical. This stage production of Shrek the Musical, based on the smash hit DreamWorks film, brings the hilarious story of everyone's favorite ogre to life on stage at the Norris Theater for 7 performances from February 21st through March 2nd. Following the Sunday, February 23rd matinee, that's this weekend, the audience is invited to meet and take photos with the characters in the theater lobby. Performance times are 7:30 on Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sundays, as well as a 2 p.m. show on Saturday, March 1st. Tickets are $15 for youth age 18 and under and $25 for adults. This is a wonderful show for kids and a great way to introduce them to live theater. For additional information and to purchase tickets, visit the website at www.norriscenter.com or call 310-544-0403. The Norris Theater is located at 27570 Norris Center Drive in Rolling Hills Estates. The Redondo Beach Police Department is hosting a pasta feed and silent auction to raise funds for the Redondo Beach Police Department Team Surf to Sand in the upcoming 2014 Baker to Vegas Relay Challenge. The relay entails 120 miles of pavement, 20 stages, over 8,000 runners, guests, family members, and support staff. Hot days, cold nights, blood, sweat, pride, and honor. That's what the world's most prestigious and unique law enforcement foot race is all about. Starting in Baker, California, and ending in Las Vegas, Nevada, Law enforcement officers from around the globe battle it out every spring for the chance of winning the coveted Cup trophy. The fundraising event takes place on Saturday, February 22nd, at the Women's Club of Redondo Beach from 5 to 8 p.m. This is an all-you-can-eat feast with wine going for only $4 a glass. The silent auction closes at 7:30, and all proceeds directly benefit Team Surf to Sand. Tickets are $10 per person and can be purchased at the Redondo Beach Police Department or at the door the day of the event. For additional information, visit the website at www.bakertovegas.com. The Women's Club of Redondo Beach is located at 400 South Broadway in Redondo Beach. Join the Vintage Treasure Hunt on Sunday, February 23rd, at the Torrance Antique Street Fair from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in historic downtown Torrance. Over 200 sellers will be set up along the tree-lined streets with antiques, collectibles, vintage clothes, furniture, jewelry, toys, tools, home decor, and more, all on sale at bargain prices. The monthly event features live entertainment with DJ Ozzy in the park, Stacey Robin and friends in the plaza, and live music in front of the coffee shop and Just Luigi's. Dave Brownlee and the Torrance Roadshow Appraisals will be on hand to value your treasures. As always, admission and parking are free. For additional information, visit the website at www.torranceantiquefair.com. That's fair, F-A-I-R-E. Or you can call 310-328-6107. And we already mentioned it, but I'll mention it again. Join the South Bay Business Women Association for a Get to Know Us mixer on Tuesday, February 25th. This networking event will be held at Samba Brazilian Steakhouse from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The mixer includes hors d'oeuvres and an opportunity to learn more about the upcoming South Bay Women's Conference, Live, Laugh, Learn. Meet like-minded women, and men are absolutely welcome, whose mission is to give back to their community while making lasting connections. Ticket prices are $5 for members and $15 for non-members. For additional information and to register online, visit the website at www.southbaywomensconference.com. Samba Brazilian Steakhouse is located at 207 North Harbor Drive in Redondo Beach. And as always, check the calendar links and things to do on my page, southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events throughout the South Bay. So we got a lot going on.
Yes, we do. Wow. This is a big event in the South Bay, the South Bay Women's Conference. And is there a website for the Women's Association, Linda?
Yes, it's sbbwa.com.
sbbwa.com. Okay,
that's
great.
South Bay Business Women's Association.
I see. When you think about this conference, what do you want people to say about the conference in terms of its impact on the South Bay? What do you want the legacy of this conference to be?
I want women and the men who decide to join us to walk away feeling empowered, loved, feeling a sense of community, meeting new friends. It's changed my life the way it's changed the way that I do business. The people that I have connected with, they're so empowering. Giving back, getting from people, giving back to people. It's just, it's the wave of the future, I believe.
Mm-hmm. There is, most people think of business as, I don't know why, but somehow people, men and women, think of business as boring, as difficult, as you have to have money. I don't know, but business is a very creative, life-affirming enterprise. I mean, creativity and dealing with people, what could be more life-affirming than that? Bibi, do you have that same sense that I have, that people think of business as something, oh, I could never do that?
Yeah, I think I'm always a little surprised when someone says, oh wow, I would never have the guts to open my own business.
Yeah.
Or I could never do that. And that's what it is, it's that place of fear that we all live in. And we're all afraid of something, and I think that, as Linda said, that feeling of empowerment, that idea that there's been something gnawing at you, there's something that you want to do, and if this conference even talks to one woman and allows her to take that step forward into that place that she's afraid of, then it's worth it. the whole day is worth it.
Right. Right. I certainly experienced that much in my own business, that people are fearful. They've maybe tried a few things in the past and they failed, and of course there's many, many different reasons, but they don't know that and they don't know why. They just know it failed, and sometimes I guess they blame themselves, and it's hard to get over that, but this conference can help. It's certainly going to be a big event here in the South Bay on May 9th. And then, of course, there are many opportunities for people to get involved before then, and you highly encourage that. And the first event for people to get involved is, remind me, please.
Next Tuesday. It's at the Samba Brazilian Steakhouse,
mm-hmm.
February 25th from 5:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Great. So that's you can find out more, and that event is on your association website, is it?
It's on our association website. It's on the conference website. It's believe me, I think that you can probably find it everywhere. The way that
it's on my website.
Oh,
exactly. It's on Danny's website. You know, I gotta say one thing. I really want to make sure that how much I appreciate even the opportunity that we get to talk with both of you. And our team, our entire committee, it is comprised of 100% volunteers. Mm. Nobody's paid for anything. And it is the most incredible thing to sit in a committee meeting and watch these women dedicate their time, their expertise to this cause. And there's nothing that it's kind of like being like so proud that you've been involved with something that you don't know, you can't even stop the emotion from it coming. Mm-hmm. And that's what that whole culmination for all of us who are on this committee that day, when we get to hand that money and for those scholarships over to these well-deserving women and girls, like this committee, what they give is so incredible to make this happen for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make sure that they know that this wouldn't happen without them and all of us putting this together, and how much appreciation they'll be able to see from the attendees when they walk away from this event feeling empowered.
Right, right. Wonderful. I'm really excited about it, and it's something that we need. It's something that I would love for my wife to attend, to gain more confidence in business. She's an amazing piano teacher, but she's not confident about her business skills, and I would love for her to find that community that speaks to her particular needs as a business person. And
we would love to have her. I think this idea of bringing women together to learn from these experts, to develop some success strategies, to put some action plans together, and to network with the other attendees, it's for every business. For every business. And I think that when you talk about your wife this way, it's touching to know that you want her to succeed, mm-hmm. and that she has that support behind her to be able to say, go, learn this.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And it's not because I want her to make a lot of money and support me. That's not true. She she talks about that often, but it's not true. I just want her to be happy. Well, we've had a thrill and a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Tanya Haynes, thank you, Tanya, who's now gone. But thank you very much, Linda Buffington. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to spread the word.
Excellent. And Bebe Goldstein, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. What you guys are doing is fantastic, and we appreciate you very much.
it's something that we love doing. And of course, Jackie, my own resident woman entrepreneur. Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah, that's me. Woo-hoo. Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. It's been a great show. I hope you can turn out for the events coming up and, of course, the conference. Just go to sbbwa.com and all the information's there for you. Thanks very much. Bye-bye now.